one of the big issues that's been going on for the past couple of years is with Medicaid expansion. What's sort of your stance on that, and would you keep the expansion of Medicaid?
I would, Lisa. As a matter of fact, it's a key issue I'm running on. We tried in this state the strategy of having a large uninsured population for about 100 years, and it damn near bankrupted us, and it's given us the worst health care outcomes in America. Certainly, over the long term, it is cheaper to have people insured rather than not. And the fact that we lead the country in reducing our large uninsured population is something that we ought to be celebrating. And for the life of me, I can't understand why the governor is trying to retreat so quickly in the other direction. So I'm a huge proponent of the Medicaid expansion. I think I know more about healthcare policy than anybody in this race. And when you look around at bringing opportunity to the forgotten places, you can't do that without a sufficient healthcare network. And the reason that our rural hospitals are surviving in this very difficult environment is because the Medicaid expansion has brought down their bad debt, because now the people that they're treating have insurance. So what I would say to the governor is, Governor, if you want to take rural Kentucky in particular off the grid for economic development, just eliminate their rural hospital network, which will be the net result of eliminating the Medicaid expansion. This is a major criticism I have of this governor, because he is ideologically driven. And while the talking points he parrots around the state about this program may sound great at a Koch brothers summit, it has the real impact of devastating local communities in Kentucky, and I'll fight him in the parking lot over this issue.
And outside of even Medicaid expansion, the Medicaid budget takes up a huge amount of the state budget overall. How would you deal with that? Like, do you have any ideas on sort of, kind of taking hold of that somehow?
I do. So to your point, the Medicaid is an issue that traditionally makes the eyes of governors glaze over. I've worked for them. I know that this is a complicated, unsexy topic. But the Cabinet for Health and Family Services and the social safety net that they manage and administer represents a third of the budget in terms of both state government and manpower. This is hugely important. And the fact that Governor Bevin has people leading this cabinet who have no experience in health policy is a real detriment, and it frankly informs why we've got such a mess. So not only will I be a hands-on governor in the healthcare space, because I care a lot about it. As state auditor, I conducted a huge review of Medicaid. I fought my own governor over his introduction of managed care into the Medicaid system. I stress tested the financial health of every rural hospital in Kentucky. This is a policy area that is one of two that really drives the whole state. The two most important issues are education and healthcare, and I happen to care a lot about them and will lead from the front on both.
But how will you fund it, though? I mean, there's always budget shortfalls with Medicaid.
Well, there always are budget shortfalls in Medicaid, but the fact of the matter is we have to make the investment, because the way that you bring that budget under control is to have healthier people, and the way you have healthier people is to have them insured. So certainly we're going to have to work in the short term to make the expansion sustainable, but over the long term, because of the investments we make in treating people, that system will pay for itself.
But how do you do that in the short term?
Well, there are a whole host of opportunities. You know, there's an organization called Balanced Health Kentucky that you may be familiar with. It is that there are only a handful of categories in the Medicaid space where people are paying taxes. A lot of other folks are left out. But I just think that Medicaid is something that we've got to fund, and the shortfall is often reported by that cabinet, but it's always all over the place. I mean, the shortfall predicted in Medicaid early in the year was a multiple of what it actually turned out to be. So I think when you have better leaders who actually have experience in health policy and health administration running that cabinet, we'll be able to find economies and we'll be able to continue to make the system sustainable. But my belief is, people who fundamentally don't believe in the notion that everybody ought to have health care can't be trusted to run a system that's designed to make sure that everybody has health care.
Right. Would you increase the tax on hospitals that they pay?
Well, I think that's certainly a conversation that has to be had, because there are some hospitals that are doing very well under the Medicaid expansion. There are some that are just getting to sufficiency. particularly rural hospitals. I mean, these are not ones that are prospering. There are ones that are able to survive as a result of the Medicaid expansion. My understanding of it is that you can't treat people within the classes, right? That there is that under Medicaid, there is no differentiation between a rural hospital and a large urban hospital that might be doing well. So this is very complicated stuff. It requires somebody with a skill set to drill down. I've got the ability to do that, and I think I've got the relationships to make it happen.